96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is more American than apple pie, the national anthem performed before sports events, amateur and professional. But it is that national anthem and a protest by a high-profile professional athlete that brings us to a perfect storm of race, social justice, and American sports. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, is refusing to stand during the national anthem because he's protesting what he calls the oppression of people of color in America.
I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. When there's significant change and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, I'll stand.
We're talking about this tonight with my guests, Dr. Greg Carr, chair of Howard University's Department of Afro-American Studies, and David Steele, NFL writer and author of the book Silent Gesture, the autobiography of Tommy Smith. You can also join the conversation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Thank you both for coming in, and I got to tell you, it's an honor to have you here, Dave. So let me first ask you, how significant is this protest by Colin Kaepernick? None of this stuff happens in a vacuum.
It does not. And it's as big as anything we've seen since 1968, to be perfectly honest. I mean, this is bigger than even what we saw just a month ago at the ESPYs, the NBA players, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony speaking right after the police killings that particular week. This is going on. This is on a much, much bigger scale. It's the NFL, which is as big as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
It's even bigger, and I've mentioned this once before in something I wrote for Sporting News recently. It's bigger now in this country than the Olympics were back in 1968. This is the monster. This is the Godzilla of American sports. And he's a quarterback, and he's a quarterback of color. And he's speaking on a topic that's just like the biggest lightning rod in our society right now with everything that's going on. And he's got everybody's attention, and he used something that he knew was going to get everybody's attention by using the national anthem as his vehicle to make his statement.
Let me ask you, Dr. Carr, because here we are in 2016, Colin Kaepernick doing something that many black athletes have done before, arguably with much, much more to lose those athletes than perhaps Colin Kaepernick. And this is why I say that. Muhammad Ali, when he protested the Vietnam War and was a conscientious objector, he lost his boxing license. He couldn't box in the prime of his life. Okay? Tommy Smith, John Carlos, they lost their medals. Okay? Colin Kaepernick, $19 million quarterback. He has gotten a quote-unquote talking to and an NFL press release that says, we encourage players to stand, but they don't have to. So is this really a big deal for him?
Well, I mean, I agree with Dave. I mean, context is important here. I mean, when we see Ali refuse to take the step, as he said, you see Jim Brown, who is bigger than Colin Kaepernick will ever be, probably come to Cleveland, brother, and sit down. And in that famous photograph, you see him standing there, you know, with Bill Russell. I think the most impressive person in that photograph beside Ali might be young Lew Alcindor, who had everything to lose. This is a college guy. People don't know that UCLA team signed a letter opposing the Vietnam War, sent it to the White House, white and black athletes. But here's Lew Alcindor, who isn't even Kareem yet. He's standing there backing Ali on a very unpopular war. And as David said, you know, that kind of dissent is in a moment between 68 and the early 70s. Jack Robinson, in his autobiography, I Never Had It Made, he said, not only do I not salute the flag, I don't sing the anthem. I'm a black man in white society. I never had it made. That's the context of that time. You fast forward 20 years and you see Carlos, for example, Delgado, who's a borderline Hall of Famer, almost hit 500 home runs. This man's Puerto Rican. He said, y'all bombing Vieques. I'm against this war in Iraq and Afghanistan. So he finds a convenient way to be in the tunnel when they bring out God Bless America, which they started playing after 9-11, 2001. People forget Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who played with Shaquille O'Neal as Chris Jackson, you know, in 1995 under Bush the First. He says, I'm against this war and I'm a Muslim, so I can't. But what makes Colin Kaepernick different, I think, is that, as you said, this reflects his age. It's huge. And Kaepernick's not the starting QB. Kaepernick's skills have maybe faded, or he's not in the right scheme. Mm-hmm. Now you got rookies like this kid, I think, at the Eagles, who's saying, maybe I'll do it. This boy don't even have a contract yet. That's what's going to scare the hell out the NFL. Now you got cats who have everything to lose in context. In context, you know, NFL, as Dave knows better than I do, you know, a lot of this money's not guaranteed. What happens when cats who are not the crown jewel of the franchise are doing this?
And which, as you said, that seems to be happening, because 2 years ago, Kaepernick was in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Although he was the losing quarterback. But now here we are 2 years later. And as I was saying to David before we went on the air.
That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
I was surprised. I was surprised that this came from Kaepernick, although I just have no reason to be surprised. Don't know the man. Didn't pay that much attention to him other than he's my frat brother. You know, but
this is a Kappa thing, man. The Kappa's going to stand up and not sing the anthem anymore.
But the thing about it is, we didn't. I can honestly say that this kind of came out of the blue, Dave.
It did. No, in a lot of ways. And this is such a recent thing. And like you said, it's a moment in time. I mean, this is something that has been only going on for such a very, very short window of time. Because other than that, the athletes that we know and how we know them and how we're familiar with them is basically in the context of, you know, we see them all the time on endorsements. We see them on video games. We see them in commercials, and we see them doing cameos in movies and things like that. And we're at the point as the public to not even approach them on certain things, because I think we've become conditioned to think they're not going to really have anything to say. And it's interesting because, you know, their idol growing up was Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all familiar with
but he's kind of late to the party, too.
Yeah, he's joined the party now.
Yeah.
Following mm-hmm. the lead of these young
Can I ask
guys.
You that? What does that say to you, man, when a cat like Jordan comes out on the side of the Angels never doing it for 30 years?
Ever. That is part of who he is. That's part of his personality. That is how we know him. Ball player, icon, all these sort of things. But not even neutral, just non-existent.
That's right.
On these topics.
Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation. Of course, we are talking about the intersection of race, social justice, and American sports. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Deborah calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Deborah. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. My name is Deborah Fashik, and I'm calling from Bowie, Maryland, and I am giving my opinion about the Colin Kaepernick controversy.
Go right ahead.
Hello?
Go right ahead.
First and foremost, I commend him for being absolutely brave. He is brave to be a biracial. He's half black, half white. Although the father was absent throughout the pregnancy, he is so brave as an NFL player. He is now ready to acknowledge his black side and be the voice for those black people. And I'm even going to commend him for being even more brave. If he gets cut, he's ready to give up the glory, the fame, and live like and know what it's like to be a black man in America, whether it be for poverty, whether it be poor. He's ready, and I commend him for that. And we as black and African Americans and all people of color, Hispanics, Mexicans, whoever it is, we should all stand behind him and give him the full support he needs, whether he's playing well or not. Okay. Now, if he had the numbers like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, of course, the whole world would be on his side. But even though he's not playing now, that's not the point. The point is, for a man who doesn't even personally know the victims of police brutality, but for him to say, I'm ready to be that voice,
Okay.
I am ready to now join and say I will not be a victim of slavery, or I will no longer stand for oppression.
Well, Deborah, I appreciate your comments. I need to grab another phone call real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Keith, calling from Northwest D.C. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I tip my hat off to the brother, because he's standing for us, and he's standing for what he feels that is right. And you all have answered most of my questions, but like you had said, Harold, earlier, if it's not mandatory by the NFL to stand, what is the big issue? And then on top of that, why should he have to apologize to the San Francisco Police Department? I don't get that. I don't get that at all. And then if the last thing, if I'm not mistaken, I was told that they're taking God out of the national anthem. You mean to tell me, out of the Pledge of Allegiance, you mean to tell me that's not a big issue either?
That's been a long-term discussion when you're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. But thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I do want to mention that he's getting support from all corners. And some people may not support how he's doing it, but they, of course, support his right to do it. But we've heard from black folks, we've heard from white folks, we've heard from other NFL players, Ndamukong Suh. He is, of course, supporting him. Minister Louis Farrakhan released a statement today, and he says that he's supporting Kaepernick by saying that he is deeply grateful to Almighty God Allah for the courageous stand that you have taken, on and on. But come on, Greg.
Man, look, you got Jerry Rice, mm-hmm. who is from a state where black people spill blood for his crazy behind to jump out there in defense of his master. And then you have the Harbaugh brothers on two sides in this thing. Jim Harbaugh spoke a little too candidly now that he has moved back to the college plantation system he so greatly loves. He spoke too truthfully in his initial speech. But then again, now what they should be beginning to worry about is the ripple effect this sends. Do young black men decide to go play for him in Ann Arbor knowing that this guy is standing on the side against black people? This could have real, I agree with you, Dave, this could have some real serious implications for this money machine, not only called the NFL, but even college football.
Yeah. But here's the interesting thing. We can say, you know, in this particular case, that Kaepernick is saying Black Lives Matter. But it seems to me that the NFL and most professional sports are saying greenbacks matter,
right.
as we have seen with the LA Clippers, with that racist ownership situation, even with those players at the University of Missouri, Mizzou, who stood up last summer for the way that black folks were being treated on campus.
Fellow students, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they joined with the rest of campus for maybe the first time in decades. They were no longer separate from the school that they were representing. But that sort of explains what the layers of this are all about. These athletes are now starting to realize that they have the economic power that was always granted to the owners and the coaches and all these other people. And they always we understand. When you listen to the opposition to what Colin Kaepernick is doing, they keep talking about how, you know, they should be grateful. You know, that he owes them something. And a lot of these athletes are realizing now, including the college ones, that no, in fact, you owe us something.
I need to take a break. When we come back, Nicole in Virginia, Joel in Waldorf, William in Waldorf, Kenny calling from Maryland, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. Don't hang up. You'll be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University.